There is nothing like the look of shame on a driver's face when they get caught in an intersection blocking the middle of the road. Welcome back to Ottawa Now. The time is 4:40, and we're returning to a debate that was a big one on the text board yesterday. It was incendiary. We had so many people writing in about blocking the box. That's what they call it. Under the Highway Traffic Act, if you pull into an intersection and you get stuck there, and now the pedestrians and the other vehicles trying to get through have to weave around you, the ticket is $90. But the city of Toronto is so fed up with this that it's actually trying to get the province, because you need the province's permission, to up the fine, to jack it up to $450. That would be quite the hike, potentially even $500 for community safety zones. I welcomed onto the show yesterday a downtown city councillor, Stephanie Plante, and I asked her about this. She said she would be on board with increased fines.
Well, what I found is people start to care when it hits their pocketbook. I cannot tell you how many emails I got from people who said, you know, I have this vacant unit. I was keeping it for my daughter, my granddaughter, for when she went to university. And when I saw that my tax bill was going to be X amount because it's vacant, oh, I put it back on the rental market. And I think there's a way to incentivize people where it hits them at the bottom line. And to me, that has been an effective way in which we've been able to make some change at the city. So I think there is some precedent here to say this does work.
Blocking intersections is not only a pain for the other people that are trying to get home because it disrupts the flow of traffic, but it is a potential safety risk, especially for emergency vehicles. Is it time to increase the fines for drivers who do this? What do you think? It's not up to us, it's up to the province, but if you had your say, if you were city councillor for a day, would you get on board with this? If you were mayor of Ottawa for a day, isn't that a fun little thought exercise? Let's welcome on another city councillor who is the chair of the city's transportation committee and represents Beacon Hill-Searville, Tim Tierney. Welcome back.
Good afternoon, Christy. You might have hit the right person on this one because steam comes out of my ears at times when I pull out of City Hall. Yes, I can't take the bus all the time. Don't crucify me. And I go to make that right-hand turn out of City Hall off Elgin Street onto Laurier. And the box is always blocked. It's always blocked. And I always go, I wish someone could do that. And I'm like, wait a minute, I'm the chair of transportation. This could be a good thing. So certainly I think there's merit in looking at doing something for sure.
Are you going to?
Well, this is it, and I really appreciate your research into this because it's a tricky situation. The municipality of Toronto is requesting a special exemption. Is it for the entire province? Is it specifically for the city of Toronto? Because we all 444 municipalities adhere to the Highway Traffic Act.
Right, and this is Section 144 under the Highway Traffic Act, so it's controlled by the province.
Very good. Absolutely. And so, of course, all the sets fines are very much the same across our automated speed enforcement cameras in Toronto. Same speed, everything. It's all the same. And so this is kind of unique. So I'm looking forward to seeing what the verbiage is. I'm going to speak to some Toronto councillors. I've actually spoken to our deputy chief of police as well. Just kind of wondering how many tickets have we issued? Because there's also a second side to it is, if we're pulling people over all the time on a regular basis, sounds great. Don't get me wrong. But then you're going to have police at those intersections during rush hour too. So it's a bit of you got to do it in a fashion where we can do a massive education blitz, which really will scare the pants off of people doing it. Because frankly, yes, you're right. People pull in the intersections and put their head down, but they should know better. You pass your driver's test. It's very clear. You're not allowed to enter that intersection. If there's cars in that intersection.
I mean, sometimes people misjudge.
Sure.
People make mistakes, and I understand that. But often it's a tactic. I see it every day. The intersection that comes to mind for me, because I'm not around City Hall as much anymore, but I'm in the Byward Market. So that would be Cumberland and Rideau.
Oh, God.
Almost every single day, it's often a truck that's doing it as well. And then nobody can get through the intersection. There was one day where I was stopped for almost 10 minutes because it was just blocked.
Yep, absolutely. And I spoke to city staff. The things that we do have in our control, because you technically can't direct police, but I've been working with the Ottawa police, we're going to look forward to doing some kind of major educational blitz education campaign as well as some kind of blitz. You won't know when it is, so don't go into the box. And hopefully it will reset people's thinking about that because it affects all the traffic patterns in the city. And, of course, we don't want to have incidents where, you know, an ambulance can't get through or paramedic or fire services.
Right.
And that you actually see that on a regular basis where they're trying to get by and they're pulling into the opposite lane half the time because, you know, an intersection's gotten jammed up.
Just to clarify then, Councillor, because you're calling for a re-education campaign and a crackdown by police, would you also be in favor of lifting the fine up, of jacking the fine and making it a steeper penalty?
Well, and that's exactly what I'm looking for is...
They're
examining it, and is this specific to Toronto? See, Toronto, when the province actually owns all 440 municipalities, 444, so there's only special exemptions. I've only ever seen it with, like, Planning Act stuff in Toronto. They have land transfer tax. We don't have that here. Like, there's certain things that they have, because they've written the province and asked for that permission. When it comes to highway tracks, traffic stuff, it's a bit of a sticky wicket. And, you know, if it's applied just to Toronto and we would examine what we would do, that might be interesting. But if you try to blanket all 444 municipalities with the same brush, it could be a big, big challenge. So, you know, of course, increasing the fines from 85, absolutely. It's bonkers that people could actually sit there in the middle of an intersection holding up traffic for one or two signals. You're increasing pollution because now people can't get through the light because you're just sitting there. And like, there's so many parts to this, and you know, people make mistakes, 1 or 2 feet. We've all probably done it where we're like, oh my God,
were you misjudged?
You're like, sorry, pedestrians. I'm like, my bumper's just right there.
Right, but when it's a daily occurrence and there are hot spots, it's clearly a tactic and it's clearly behavior that is happening over and over again.
And it's been far worse since COVID. Driving after COVID, Christy, people are driving crazy. They're all over the place. So, you know, that's why we're doing a lot of slowdown, ASCs, trying to get streets narrowed and slowed down. And now I think this is probably a good idea is to focus on those boxes to keep traffic flowing.
Your colleague, Councillor Plante, suggested something that I thought was interesting yesterday, which is that, yes, steeper fines would work, but she also said that perhaps cities should have the power to set the fines. That rather than going to the province, like asking mom and dad for a permission slip, that cities should have this authority. What do you think of that?
Yeah, look, I applaud. Councillor Plante's awesome. We're good friends. But this is where, you know, my veteran gray hair gets in play. When you have 444 municipalities, can you imagine if suddenly you're allowing certain things in each one and it's a patchwork? It doesn't match other municipalities. It becomes not only onerous to challenge, but it's a provincial offense, all these acts or the tickets that are issued. So, you know, we are the corporation of the province of Ontario. They remind us of that all the time, even though we're the closest to the people. And we have to work with that level of government because technically they own us. So, you know, this is one of those things. I prefer the experts that look at all 444 when applications are made to see where it could affect things instead of, don't get me wrong, I can't even get a stop sign put in or a street light unless it meets a provincial warrant process. I don't want that kind of power because it could go very pear-shaped if we suddenly start seeing 50 stop signs on one street versus what the Highway Traffic Act might dictate, or suddenly we're increasing fines everywhere because we feel that's the case where it's not data-driven. So I applaud it. We want to be more powerful, but we have to work with our provincial government, and that's just reality.
When was the last time that we had a blitz?
Well, funny you mentioned that. Back, you might remember, well, you'd remember, we're kind of the same vintage when it comes to around council. There was On the Move when we were doing all the big construction stuff, stage one, there was a lot of building downtown. We actually did a blitz back then, and that was a while ago. It's probably about 8, 9 years ago, maybe 10. And this is a great conversation because this is a good opportunity to reintroduce something like that where we're basically educating people. It could be at certain intersections, it could be signs, it could be warnings, it could be tickets, but we're going to get a plan together and we'll execute it definitely before the end of this year.
Well, no wonder people are doing it with ease if we haven't done a blitz in 8 years.
Yeah. I mean, there's always the one-offs, but it's more powerful when we could leverage the media like yourself and you guys are out there watching, you know, 10 people getting pulled over for locking a box. That gets out there, then everybody, you know, your text board is going to light up about it and say, yeah, get out of the box. And that's what we need is the whole city, including media, to come together and get that message out.
Thanks for the time today, Councillor.
Thanks so much, Christy.
City Councillor Tim Tierney, who represents Beacon Hill-Searville, chair of the Transportation Committee. Sounds like a blitz is on its way, Danny.
Sounds like it. So behave, folks.
Be aware. Drive properly.